The Fate Quest, a tale from the land of Ononokin by John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young. Read for you by Just Sargent. Produced by Living Audio CIC. Chapter 1. About the Land of Ononokin. The land of Ononokin is much like other lands, though quite different at the same time. There is land, air, trees, clouds, storms, rivers, oceans, mountains, and so on, but there is also a divide that separates two distinct realities. One of these realities is known as the Upper World. It's quite medieval in nature. The people travel by horse, live in brick and wooden homes, and spend the majority of their time either farming, taverning, or both. Other than your standard fare professions of metalsmith, bricklayer, and the like, the Upper World is the home of knights and wizards. Many races share this Upper World, including humans, elves, dwarves, halflings, giants, gorgons, and dragons. Most of the time, they live harmoniously. The second reality is called the Underworld. This is not because it is some den of evil. Rather, it's because when the two halves were being named, the Upperworlders got to the naming table first, and, thinking themselves more important than their neighbours, they convinced the 12 to grant them the loftier title. Who were the 12? We'll get to that in a moment. The Underworld acts as home to many races, including all of those from the Upperworld. The additional ones are dark elves, dark dwarves, dark halflings. Are you catching a theme here? Vampires, trolls, orcs, ogres, werewolves, and gnomes. Just like their upper world relations, underworlders work in various jobs that keep the economy going. The primary difference is that they don't churn out knights and wizards. Actually, they find magic a tad unsettling. Instead, their society relies on electricity, talky thingies, computers, and various other digital wonders. Back to the 12. These are essentially the gods that watch over Ononokin. Not very many people believe that they actually exist, but many pay homage to them anyway, just in case. There are 12 to represent all of the races. Now, of course, they didn't bother to duplicate any of the 12 to cover the doubled races like elves and dark elves. And before you ask, the reason there aren't 13 is because the dragons denied involvement, believing that they were godlike enough all on their own. The upper world and underworld are separated by a thin layer of reality. Underworlders are well aware of their upper world cousins, having created a portal system that allows travel between the two realities, but only an elite class of upperworlders know about the other side. For the common upperworlder, though, vampires, werewolves, and so on are merely fictional tales and folklore.